but I passed the breath test. This is McDaniel Reynolds with the Reynolds Defense Firm, and we specialize in one thing. We represent good people facing DUI charges. While you know that it's illegal to drive with a .08 or greater blood alcohol content, not everyone knows that you could be arrested in Oregon for an alcohol DUI even if you blow well under a .08. This is a pretty loose standard, and it's a way that many of the good people we represent find themselves needing our help when they thought they were doing everything right. The Reynolds Defense Firm. We're solid, we're here if you need us, and we are very good at what we do.
Back to the Bald-Faced Truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
First pitch to Patman. Swings and sends it out to left field. It is gone! Oregon wins! Oregon wins! Patman puts the Ducks in the Supers!
Oregon softball into the Super Regional. Walk-off victory over Stanford. Big moment in Oregon softball history. Part of it, Paige Sinicki, the shortstop, joining us now. What was it like to be part of that game?
Oh my gosh, it was so much fun. I've never seen the Jane like that ever in my 4 years here, and to see Dez just be able to get one over the fence like that and walk it off to go to Supers, it was just unreal.
Really cool moment, great crowd, a lot of people celebrating the success, and certainly you being there 4 years. Let's dive into that journey a little bit. Like, how far away from that moment did you feel when you walked on campus 4 years ago?
Honestly, it's kind of crazy to think that it's happened this senior year. Honestly, the moment this team came on campus this fall, I knew this team was going to do something special. So I feel like this year was the year that it really felt like it was possible. And to see it happen last night and to be able to host Supers back here at the Jane, it's just going to be such a cool thing for this program and years to come. So it's definitely been a process, though, I think. Throughout the 4 years, we've had a lot of challenges we've had to face, but to get to a culture where we're at right now and to really just dive into that process and each other, I think that's unstoppable when you have a culture like that.
You guys are having fun. You obviously, since you arrived at Oregon, have been a force, especially defensively, all defensive team as a freshman, that you kept that going. You're now a gold glover. I want to talk about, you know, your dad and you watching Derek Jeter or watching MLB games growing up. Who were you guys rooting for? What were you watching? What kind of influence did that have on you?
Yeah, so my family's from Buffalo, New York, so they've always been big Yankee fans, just big sports fans in general. So when I was young, I can remember just being 4 years old and then just from growing up watching all the Yankee games with my dad. He always had them on in his sports cave. So I just remember falling in love with the way Derek Jeter played. And so every time I would watch the game, I'd watch what he did. I'd watch what other players do. Like Javier Baez, all these people that make crazy plays, I would just study them and see how they move their body to make certain plays. And then I would just do the same thing when my dad and I would be taking reps at practice. And then even now for college, we'd practice plays where I call them slide tackle. And then that was what showed up yesterday. I was sliding to make a play, and it just kind of worked out how I had pictured it all these times I practiced it.
Most players in baseball and softball just love to hit, and I know you love to be at the plate, but you have to want to be a good defensive player, don't you? To be as good as you are and the level you are, you have to want that.
Yeah, it's so much fun being on defense. Honestly, the moment I'm on the field and there's a pitcher in the mound, I'm doing whatever I can to make sure that I can make all the plays for them. We always talk about being an army behind the pitchers, and I think that's really what showed up this weekend with all the girls that really propelled us to make sure that defense wins championships, and I think that's something that our team takes pride in. And so just being out there and to be able to do it with the people left and right of you, it's just so much fun. I think you really can see leadership and communication and so much joy on defense, maybe not as much that you can see up to plate. I think you can really just see a lot of team effort on defense, and I think that's what you saw.
Paige Sinicki is our guest, Oregon shortstop, gold glover. Again, the Ducks onto the Super Regionals. Were you guys aware that Texas A&M had been knocked out, that you had a shot to host, when do you become aware of that?
Yeah, none of us knew until after the game. Once we were celebrating the walk-off home run, I think a couple people said, hey, we're hosting Supers, and everybody went crazy. But it was crazy because I was talking to my parents, and they all the parents and all the fans knew probably at like the third inning when we were down 7-3 that Liberty had beat Texas A&M. But we had no idea. We really wanted to keep to ourselves, and what our team does good at is just playing our game and sticking to ourselves. So that's what we really did. And then to find out that they had lost in their regional, it was so fun for us to just be able to play another game at the Jane for us seniors. You never know when your last game is going to be at the Jane. So for it to have another weekend, this upcoming weekend to host Supers, it was just unreal.
You've got, you've had a great season, and obviously you guys now get the chance to keep this going, and a tight-knit group, it looks like, and you know, your coaching staff, if maybe you could help us get to know Melissa Lombardi and the coaching staff a little bit. You know, if your friends back home were asking you, hey, what about these coaches you play for? What would you start by telling them?
Yeah, they're tough. They're competitors. They have all the beliefs in us. And they work their butt off day in and day out to just get to this program where it is right now. And their hard work sometimes gets unnoticed, but she stuck to her plan and stuck to what she knows was best. And she has some of the best coaches with her on the side. I mean, all of them know what it takes to get to the World Series, and every single one of them have been to the World Series in this coaching staff. So they know what it's like to be champions, and I think that's exactly what they're creating and cultivating here. And we're just following. She's a fierce leader. She's bold and competitor, and I love it. I love playing behind a coaching staff that's like that.
Your major, it looks like you want a career in sports medicine. Is that right?
Yeah, I was a human phys major. I just graduated this winter term.
Okay, so how much softball do you have left? Because, like, if you were a football player, you were a women's basketball player, we'd be talking about, you know, the next level and where you're going to go play. And obviously there's places for you to go play if you want to keep going. But some good college softball players just go, hey, after college, then I go and I go into the real world. What's Paige Sinicki's plan?
Yeah, so I'll be getting my master's at the University of Utah in kinesiology and health, and I'll be grad assisting for the University of Utah softball team, so I'll be able to help a program there. In regards to pro, I think it's still kind of up in the air. We've been so focused on just this season and this moment and enjoying this time with the team I have, and so once that comes to an end, hopefully at OKC, I think that's when the coaches and I will talk to see what other opportunities there are pro-wise, because there's definitely a lot out there, and it's just figuring out what fits best for me. And I just know I want to keep playing. I've been playing this for so long, and I feel like I'm not ready to be done quite yet. Not ready to hang up the cleats for good. So I think it's just once season's over, I'll kind of know a little bit more with what pro softball looks like for me.
You can also keep winning. You can stay in college for a little while longer too. You know what I mean? Like it, yeah. That happened over the weekend. What does it mean? Because you've been there, you've watched the coaching staff, you've watched the program in the last 4 years. What does it mean to get to this point? What would it mean to advance beyond the Super Regionals?
I think it's just huge for the University of Oregon and just the softball program in general. I think we always say faith is believing in something where you can't see it, and I think that's something that this group is doing. I mean, we've never seen Coach Lombardi's versions have never been to the World Series, and so we keep believing that we can do it. And once we get there, then this younger group will be able to finally see what it takes to get to a championship caliber team and get to the World Series, and hopefully from that point on, we'll be able to just keep having these teams that go to the World Series and being dominant, like the teams you see with Oklahoma and Florida, like all these SEC schools. So I think it's just starting this, kind of planting a seed in this program to finally just continue to grow into this program where they can go to the World Series continuously and compete for a national championship. So I'm really excited that we're able to start that this year.
Walking around Eugene maybe in the last 8 or 10 hours, probably feels pretty good, you know. On campus, in the athletic department, are you getting some love as a softball player there? Are people saying, hey, that was great, keep it going?
Yeah, there's so much love going through this program and the Jane right now. I mean, after the win yesterday, I mean, I've seen some people I've never seen before coming up to me and just congratulating us and just telling us how proud they are of the play that we're doing. And so it was really cool to experience that last night. We had some football players storm the field. So it was just cool to see something that maybe you see more at football games turn up at a softball game. So it's been awesome. The love and support from all these fans have been amazing. Like I said, I've never seen the Jane like that in the 4 years I've been there. So just to think that that's going to be something more normal and you're going to see a lot more in these upcoming years, it's just such a blessing, honestly.
You were pretty outspoken in the summer of 23 when the Big Ten stuff was breaking down. I was disappointed with it. I grew up watching the Pac-12 page, and I was a Bay Area kid, and this was a conference that had regional ties, and all of a sudden you were going to New Jersey to play Rutgers and other schools. How did the travel go? I know that you guys made the best of it, and here you are, but how did it work for you?
Yeah, honestly, it wasn't as bad as we probably thought it was going to be. A lot of the travel trips that we did in preseason ended up being closer to home. So usually trips that we do in preseason would be farther away, but we were able to stay closer to home in Vegas and in California and Arizona. So it made the travel trips during season not seem as grueling because we weren't doing that much travel in the beginning. So I think that helped a lot. But honestly, going to different places was super cool just to experience different stadiums and different fan bases. I think it was a really cool opportunity just to see how well Oregon's been doing in the Big Ten as well. I mean, to think that we've won eight Big Ten championships so far was really cool. And I think looking back, I would have never thought that this would have been how it ended up. But I'm really excited to see how the Big Ten grows with just big Pac-12, old Pac-12 schools coming in like we did.
Will your family be at the Super Regional? Will they get a chance to see you try to punch that ticket?
Yes, of course. They just left this morning to go back home, but they'll be heading back on Thursday. They've been the best, honestly, to come watch me play and to make it a quick or a nice and easy travel for them. For the Super is also nice. But, yeah, no, you'll see my dad on the bob. He likes to get the bob going for sure. So
I have three daughters. Okay, I spent all day yesterday at a track meet for the 9-year-old. Okay, so I know your parents have traveled. They have probably hotel rooms, club softball. Maybe they have a Winnebago they parked in the parking lot. Like, what has that life been like for your family?
Yeah, when I was in seventh grade, so when I was 13, I decided to play for a team in California called the Corona Angels, and I'm from Vegas. So doing that drive is about 4 hours every weekend. My dad and I would do it a lot, and my mom would come a lot too. And so that was a commitment that we all decided to make when I was in seventh grade, and it provided me plenty of opportunities, even just this opportunity to play at a school like Oregon. So just the sacrifices they've made for me and all the time and money they've really committed, it's just cool to see where I'm at right now and where I'm at with them, just being able to celebrate moments like these at the Jane and big hugs and just big smiles across their face. It's just so cool to see how all that time and effort and sacrifice has paid off.
I love that. And youth sports parents out there probably love hearing it. Paige Sinicki, congratulations to you and your teammates. Keep it going. You've caught lightning in a bottle. Keep having fun out there.
Thank you so much. Love to see everybody at the Jane this weekend for Supers.
There you go. Oregon is hosting. They will not go on the road. When the bracket came out, I said they got a raw deal. Look at them. They were better than their seed, and they're going to have to play Stanford. And then if they beat Stanford and they advance, they'll have to go to Texas A&M, play the number one team in the country. And all of a sudden, they not only walk off Stanford in dramatic fashion, but they also look over and go, oh, Texas A&M got knocked out. Oregon's hosting. They will be hosting this weekend. Thanks to Paige Sinicki for joining us to talk a little bit about that. Coming up, some parting thoughts on today's show. We have so much more ahead. Leave it here. You got the BFT statewide.